Hello, everyone. Welcome to Astonishing Vibes Podcast, where we're here to shower knowledge, wisdom, and understanding to help you move forward in life, to help you reach those goals and dreams that you have always wanted to achieve. We want to make sure that we try to inspire every individual to be the best person that they can be. We hope you enjoy some of the skills and concepts that we have to share to help you and your family move forward, or you and your organizations to move forward and become the best that you can be.
Oh, hello, everyone. Welcome to Astonishing Vibes Podcast. I am your host, Yura Patterson, and I actually have our producer slash co-host, Mr. Michael Dixon. What's up, Mike? Say hello to everybody, man.
Hello, everyone. Hello, everyone.
All right. So, hey, on this podcast, you know, we're here to just inspire people, man. We want to inspire people to be the best that they can be. Michael and myself have been in several positions, management positions, leadership positions, and some of the wisdom and knowledge that we have obtained over the years of working and working in the ministry, we definitely would like to share with you all. So, in this podcast today, man, ladies and gentlemen, because I know we have a diverse audience out there, what we're going to talk about today is, where are you now? And basically, the where are you now comes from after 2020. And, you know, Mike can attest to this. Everyone was talking about 2020 was the year of vision. And as we continue to go throughout 2020, so many different things have happened. And the way I started seeing it was, we're right, 2020 was the year of vision. But 2020 wasn't the vision that we thought it was going to be. So as we talk throughout this podcast, I'm going to share with you all what I thought, and Mike will give you his thoughts about the year of 2020. And then also we'll figure out where are you now and where you need to go from here. So I started off with a little bit about what God revealed to me. God revealed to me in the year of 2020, we're in 2021 now, but in the year of 2020, it wasn't the vision of the future that God was trying to show me. I felt like it was the vision of where we are now and how we are as people, as a culture, as a community, and you as an individual. God wanted to show us how our life really looked. We covered our lives up with a lot of fake book posts. A lot of people are renting cars and doing a lot of different things and just trying to portray life to be something that it wasn't. And we covered up over a lot of things. So God wanted us to see where we were and where we are now in the year of 2020. So now moving forward in the year of 2021, we're not talking about resolutions. We're not talking about none of those things. Right, Mike?
Right.
So what we're going to actually talk about is, where are you now and where are you going from here? So, Mike, man, if you want to jump in, man, and kind of share your little bit, share a little bit about what it is that you want to share with the people, man, and we're going to just continue to move forward, man, bounce off each other, man, and hopefully we can help some people as we continue to move forward with this episode today.
Well, yeah, you know, like you were saying, you know,
go ahead and pick off where you had started to take over at, man.
Okay. Yeah, 2020 is supposed to have been the year of having 2020 vision and being able to see things clearly, and you know, and what we wasn't really ready for is what we was ready to clearly see. You know, what was happening around our country, you know, this coronavirus, and you know, man, it's just, you know, we were seeing things clearly, but it's just, again, we was just not ready
to see. It wasn't what we wanted to see.
See, it's not what we wanted to see.
Yeah.
And, you know, and I believe, and I still believe that God still wants us to see. It's still a vision.
Okay.
I believe it's still a vision that God wants us to see. But I believe God wants us to also see what else is really, it's time for us. I believe this. I believe it's time for us to open up our eyes.
Okay.
And open up our eyes to what God is trying to do and what God is trying to show us.
Okay.
As his people. You know, and it's too much struggle with self, with not loving ourselves. It's too much, you know, that's almost like a pandemic. You know, self-love is almost like a panic, is becoming a pandemic too.
The lack of self-love.
We weren't...
The lack of self-love is becoming a pandemic.
The lack of self-love, yes. Because we're not, we as you were saying in the beginning of the podcast, you know, we get on Facebook and we try to show happiness and we smile and we flexing it and it's flexing the word, but we're trying to portray something that's not even real.
Right.
That's pseudo, which is fake, which is not real. Pseudo is the word for not real. It's fake.
Okay.
And we're having to portray this life that we're not really living. But behind the picture is a person who really doesn't love themselves.
Yeah.
Who's struggling with self-love.
Man.
And we as people, man, I just wanna and sometimes we get people to look at what we're doing and they looking at it and say, man, look at this person that's so happy. They're so happy, but not knowing the truth behind the smile. That this person is unhappy. So, you know, it's in all, I believe that God wants us to really start seeing and not only seeing what he's doing.
Man.
The Bible says this. Write the vision down. Make it plain. For those that see it, see the vision, can run with it.
Right.
Write the vision down. Again, write the vision down. Make it plain upon tables. And those that see it, see the vision, can get excited about what they see, and they can run with it. But you can't get excited about something if you're not excited about you.
Ah, come on, man. Come on, I see where you're at. And so, like, Mike, I'm going to ask you something, man. The lack of self-love, man, what's like, because I know we talked about this before, you know, a while back, man. What's kind of the problem with the lack of self-love? Like, what's causing people to not have self-love for themselves? Because I know what it is because you shared with me before.
Man, it's putting a hope. It's putting your stock putting your stock and hoping that somebody else can give you that love. It's like you invest all your hope in this person gonna give you all the love, and long as this person loving you, you're fine. But what do you do when that person no longer loving you?
Right.
And you're stuck with the one person that's been here the whole time with you. That's you. You know, if you don't mind me testifying for a second, it is for me, I've been married for 16 years, man. And man, I have a wife and I have my kids, and man, I'm just gonna focus on them, and all this love I was focusing on them, and man, they, you know, I'm good. When the moment when this person decides to leave, I was stuck with a person I didn't even recognize, and that was me.
Man.
So when I was looking for love, I couldn't get it from the one person that I should have been able to get it from. Because if nobody's going to love me, at least it should be me.
Right? So, man, I just want to share with you, man, you know, kind of, and I thank you for sharing your testimony and sharing your story a little bit with us, man. It's a lot more to that, but thank you for sharing that little bit that you did share with us, because that part of what you just shared was at least that one person that can love you is you. But if that person don't even know who they are, how can they love themselves?
It's identity problem.
That's what I'm saying. It's an identity problem. And I think this is just my opinion. I don't believe God caused this pandemic, but God allow us to make problems for ourselves. And with this problem that was caused in our life, there was a time to where it hadn't, I have never seen where people have the amount of time that they had now with the pandemic going on to have a self-reflection. To where you have to be in your home. You couldn't go out. You couldn't go out and buy off your problems. You couldn't go off and try to party off your problems because you had to stay at home to keep from spreading this virus. So now you had to be at home to do some self-reflection. Look at yourself in the mirror. And with that happening, man, we start to see all kind of things happen in the homes, man. Homes started breaking up. You started having mothers and fathers fighting, daughters and brothers and daughters and mothers and sons and fathers fighting, because stuff was being hid because people was running away and they can get away from it. But now when we're sitting at home, and we're looking in the mirror and we have to sit and spend that time, we don't even know who we're looking at. And what we want to do with the people today is want to kind of help you understand that you have an opportunity. You know what I'm saying, Mike?
We need to understand that we must have, in America, in America, in the world, in the state of Texas, in the city of Houston, it's illegal to walk around without identification.
Come on, boy.
It's illegal. It's illegal to walk around without having an ID, because it's important that you have your ID on you So if the police or the law, the police pull you over or they come to you and they ask you for ID, they can identify you without making the mistake that of the wrong identity.
Uh-huh.
But see, what we fail at as humans or as people, we don't have any identity. We don't have identity. As we allow ourselves to forget who we are, or we try to be something that we're not. So we allow the enemy to steal our identity away from us. So now we're dealing with identity crisis. And that's the worst thing that can ever happen to us.
Yeah.
And now you're trying to figure out who you are. And now you're trying to put on all of these things to try to figure out who you are. Well, you say, when you're trying to put all these things, you're trying to be something that you're not, just to try to figure out who you are. It's the worst thing that anybody can ever do is lose your identity. It's important that, because when God made us, he gave us an identity. He said, let us make a man in our own image and after our own likeness. So when he made Adam, he made Adam with uniqueness. That was none like Adam. Then when he made Eve, that was none like Eve. So they knew who they were in the garden. God didn't, when God came looking for Adam, it wasn't Eve trying to figure out that she was Adam. So when God said, Adam, where art thou? Eve wasn't the one that speak. Was the one that spoke. It was Adam. So they knew who they were. We got to remember who God called us to be, or who God made us to be. We have to remember that.
Yeah.
In 2021, we need to have self-love. We have to learn have our identity back to us. Stop trying to be something that we're not. Stop trying to be somebody that we're not. It's important that we do that. It's important that whatever the vision is for 2021 for us, we break God to be first. Yes, the coronavirus. See, I'm gonna say this. Since this hit my head, I like what you said. See, God didn't create the virus. God didn't create that virus.
Mm-mm.
God allowed the virus to be made. He allowed it to happen. See, why people are struggling so bad, Dale, why people are struggling so bad because they got to be quarantined. See, they stuck with the one person. They don't want to be deal with the real them. If you knew how to deal with you, then you wouldn't have no problem staying in the house with you.
Right.
But when you feel like you got to get out to be with people, and it's a risk to be with people right now, I wouldn't have no problem dealing with me. This is a good time, like you said, for reflection on, hey, this is what I need to do for me. Man, I need to do this for me. Man, I'm going to make 2021 about me. I don't know if I'm getting to the to I'm hitting the points that you.
Now,
but it's just
now you're hitting a point. What I want to do for sure is I want to give our listeners some tips. You know, because we have shared and we have opened their eyes of where we are and where they are, and we hit a few points that I know definitely kind of open the understanding of, hey, a change needs to happen. And I know for sure the problems that was in their life have already brought on a change needs to happen. So I want to give them some tips, man, on moving forward, because you know where you are now. But the problem is, who are you? Because in order for you to know where you're going, you need to know who you are and who's taking you there. Because we can listen to people all around us. People tell us to go here and there, here and there, here and there. And we'll find ourselves going in circles, making triangles and all kinds of things. And you have no sense of direction because we're listening to so many different people. So the number one thing that I want to tell our listeners, man, first thing is God first. God over everything. Because that is the root of your identity. That is the beginning of you. So the first thing first is God first. And then, Mike, you can agree with me or let me know. But the second thing is, who are you? Don't let your mom or your dad or your wife or your husband or your friends come and say, hey, you're this person. They might have an insight of your character, but they don't know who you are. The only person that can tell you who you really is yourself. So you have to do some soul searching deep down to find out who you are. And the best place I can tell you to go for that is go back to number one. Go to God. Let God reassure you on who you are and who you're supposed to be. What you think, Mike?
And I believe this. I just want to say this. If you're complaining and you're whining about where you are, you're only where you are as a result of your own best thinking.
For sure.
So if you don't like where you are, start looking at your thinking. You know, I was taught that I was taught by my spiritual father that you're only where you are as a result of your own best thinking. And not only that if you don't like where you are, then that means you must be having stinking thinking.
And so that's number three. Change the way you think. Stop. Get off the negative. We just brought out all this negative of what's happening. Let's get out of the negative. Let's start having a positive mindset. Your own best thinking. The situation we are in right now, wherever you're at, it is because the things that you have thought. And then number four, make a decision. After you have put God first, you have thought about who you are, and you have gained your ID, your identity back. The way that you think and your direction and which way you should go, then you have to make a decision. There are so many people stuck in life because they fail to make a decision. And number five, nothing can happen without action. Nothing can happen without action. You have to act on whatever it is that you have decided to do in your life. You can think about it all you want. You can think about it all you want. You can say, I'm going to do this. My decision is to do this. My decision is to move forward. My decision is to go back to the old landmark. My decision is to, whatever your decision is, you can have all the decisions that you want. But if you don't act on your decision, it doesn't happen. Let's just say this. I'm going to give you an example. Like right now in Texas, the lotto is like, I don't know, $400-something million. So right now, I let's just say I want some extra money. I wrote the numbers out, what the numbers gonna be, everything. But if I fail to go to the store and act and purchase the ticket, those numbers on that paper ain't gonna bring me nothing. So what I'm telling you is, God has showed you who you are. You have started to change your thinking and what you want to do in life. You have made a decision. Now I want to encourage you all to act upon that decision. Just because there's a pandemic, it doesn't have to be a pandemic of lack of self-love. And that pandemic has been going on for many of years. We're going to get ready to close it out. I'm going to allow Mike to share a little bit more with y'all before we get ready to close it out. We always want to kind of keep our podcast between about 30 minutes or so. You know, keep it short because we know you all have families and things that you want to do in life. But we definitely want to just continue to bless you all and share our thoughts and our wisdom that we believe God has given us to share with his people. And Mike, if you have anything else for our listeners, man, go ahead.
I just want to encourage everyone who's listening to be encouraged. Be a good cheer. God, that's what God told Joshua. Be a good courage, be a good cheer, for I am with you. You have to trust God even when you don't even see him. You have to trust God even when you don't hear him. You have to remember, if you're not hearing from God and you're not seeing the things of God, you might be going through a test. And a teacher never talks
during a test.
When you're going through a test, the teacher never talks. The teacher never says anything. But the teacher is in the room always. And my thing is, be a good courage. Be a good cheer. God is with you. Don't lose faith. Don't lose hope. And the one person that you can depend on. That's all I have, brother.
All right. Again, we just want to thank you all for joining the Astonishing Vibes podcast. We just look forward to bringing this to you all every single week. We're going to try to make sure we have one up for you every single week. If there's anything that you think we should talk about that some people may be going through, you can go to our Facebook page at Astonishing Vibes. If you want to share anything, you can actually, hit us up on Twitter. We also have IG to where we're posting a lot of positive messages out there with you all. A lot of positive quotes. But again, thank you all for choosing to spend 30 minutes of your day with Astonishing Vibes podcast. Hope we're blessing you and your family, and hope that we're able to help you and give you a little knowledge of what we actually been through and some of the things that we feel like God is sharing with us to share with his people. Y'all have a blessed day. We love y'all. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Astonishing Vibes Podcast, where we're here to shower knowledge, wisdom, and understanding to help you move forward in life, to help you reach those goals and dreams that you have always wanted to achieve. We want to make sure that we try to inspire every individual to be the best person that they can be. We hope you enjoy some of the skills and concepts that we have to share to help you and your family move forward, or you and your organizations to move forward and become the best that you can be.